Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You ever walk into somebody's house and then you get freaked out by something you see? You got to get out of that house as fast as possible because it gives you the ick.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you walk in and something, it could be something as simple as it's dirty, it's gross, there's a smell or something like that, or something else. It can be next level, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched a movie this weekend, man, and I got to tell you, it was so creepy. And I'm not the type that's typically screaming at the television like, run, girl, or anything like that. And I'm sorry, my voice is totally shot from being out there this weekend. But I watched this movie called Barbarian, and it's like this whole thing where there's an Airbnb, and you go and you stay there, but there's like a secret room in the basement, and you pull a piece of rope, and it's like sticking out on a shelf, and this wall opens up essentially, and there's no world where I would ever, ever, ever walk down a hallway like that. And I'm screaming at the television the entire time. But I've been in a house before where I have seen a secret room.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of houses that have the secret room. And I wonder, like, what happened in there?
Yeah, if it's not a panic room with, like, a keyboard on it, like, and you didn't have it installed, I don't even know if I would buy a house with a secret room.
Well, it depends what kind of secret room. Well, so if you have, like, a bomb shelter secret room, well,
okay,
that's smart, okay?
I mean, but is that even a secret? Like, there's a door on it.
A lot of times they're hidden.
Okay.
But also, it's like a safe room.
You have to hide it from bombs? Okay. All right.
From town inspectors. I guess.
Right. Okay.
But I remember my aunt had like a secret room in her basement. It was like in like the, you would go and that's where they ended up making the sausage every year. And I was just like, we used to call it the sausage room, which is actually very strange
yes.
when you think about it.
Yes, and terrifying in its own right.
Right,
yes.
You know, but I guess you need somewhere to make the sausage, so that became the sausage room. But nobody ever questioned why there was a random secret room in the basement until I got older, and I was like, what was going on in there?
In this secret room, there was a mattress, a camera, and a bucket, all right? And that was only the beginning. That was pretty much the nicest thing that was in the house, to tell you the truth. So
sometimes you walk into somebody's house and you see something, and you're like, you got to get me out of here.
Get out of here.
I went on a date in college with this guy, and I've told this story a million times before. But I walked in and he had samurai swords everywhere. They were mounted everywhere. I've never seen so many samurai swords. And I walked in and I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. This is how it's all going to end, with a samurai sword. And I made an excuse. I didn't feel well, and I got out of there.
Sometimes those martial arts guys, they get really, they're into that stuff.
I mean, he wasn't a martial artist. He was a bouncer at a bar.
Okay, well, then that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit weirder.
Bobby, what did you see at somebody's house that scared you off?
I was in college once, and I went to this girl's house, and she just had a bathroom that was overloaded with products. Like, just every hair product, every makeup product. And I couldn't even, like, go to the bathroom properly without moving something out of the way. It was such a turnoff.
You know what? When I see clutter, a ton of clutter, you don't even have to be hoarding. You could be, like, on the verge of it. I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, nope, that's not something I want to be part of.
That's a turnoff.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't like that either.
Yeah.
Like, how many hairsprays do you need, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of them. I need all of them. That's the answer.
What's always more jarring is when you see somebody that's very well put together and organized, and then you walk into their house and their house is a mess, and you're like, whoa, I didn't see that coming.
How is this possible?
1-800-330-9999. What did you see at somebody's house that scared you off? One of the most terrifying things that can happen is you walk into somebody's house and you find out they have a secret room.
Oh, yeah. I saw a movie with that this weekend, and there was a room that you open the door by pulling a rope through a wall.
Yeah.
No thanks.
No thank you.
Mm-mm.
What did you see at somebody's house that immediately scared you away? 1-800-330-9999. Jessica.
Okay. So I had been on a few dates with this guy. And, you know, things are going great. We were really hitting it off. And he asked me to come back to his place. And when I got there, I kid you not, his bedroom was bare. Like, there was no furniture. There was a mattress on the floor with no blankets. I turned right around and never went back.
That is freaky.
Yeah. Like, if you didn't move in that weekend.
Uh-huh.
No, oh, exactly.
Man. Yeah. No, that's... Yeah, that's weird.
That's college dorm room stuff. At least they give you a desk.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so, it makes you think, like, what happened to the other stuff that was probably in here? Like, did you kill someone or something?
Right. No, he sold it. He sold it for some, like, some gambling debt or something like that.
How about his cable bill?
Yeah.
Dinner. Your date.
Did you ever hear from him again, or that was the end of it?
You know, he texted me a couple more times, but I was always kind of like, yeah, you know, I wish you all the best, but I got lots going on.
No, he got it. No, he understood.
Yeah.
No, he got it.
Aaliyah, what did you see at somebody's house that scared you off?
Oh, my God. I saw a creepy doll. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean like a Chucky doll or a disfigured Barbie doll. Like, it seemed like it was crafted in the form of him.
Oh.
I don't know it was some type of a gift or a gag gift, but he keeps it displayed proudly on his fireplace.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Wait, it was a doll of him?
Of the person. Oh. Of the person whose house it was?
Oh, no. Yeah, you run away. You run away fast.
Yeah.
I did. I came up with an excuse. I wasn't feeling well, and I should probably get home. And I just, it stuck with me for a while.
At the fireplace, too. You know what that means. When you're not there, that doll gets up and moves around.
Absolutely.
That's what it means.
Yeah. That house belongs to that doll.
I mean, right?
Well, he can have it. Yes. They can have it.
I mean, the first thing I would say is, what the heck is that? Why is that there?
Big mistake. Yeah. Big mistake. Huge. Run out the door.
Nick, how about you? What did you see at somebody's house that really scared you off?
Okay, this was really strange. I walked into her house, and she had dog bowls and dog cages and dog toys and all these dog things, like dog things everywhere, just for dogs to use. But she had no dogs. I knew she had no dogs. I asked her where the dogs were. She said there weren't any dogs. And I asked if she fostered dogs. She said no. There's just things everywhere, and yet there's no animals, and I don't know what that is, and I don't know if she just collects them, but they look used, and I couldn't handle that. I didn't want to know. I kind of just made up an excuse, and I ran.
I mean, if they didn't just lose a dog, then what is happening?
Why do you keep all that stuff?
I don't know.
That is weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
It wasn't just one. Like, there's too many things, like too many dog bowls.
Oh, what if it's a weird fetish? You don't even...
Oh. Right. You could have been on a collar, bro. That's your thing.
Want to do it.
People have weird fetishes. One of my girlfriends was telling me this story. Never mind. I'm not even going to go into it.
What story can you tell?
No, I don't...
I mean, maybe if we were outside, but I didn't want to hear it in there.
No, I get it. Yeah, people are weird. Real weird.
Yeah.
Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents, available online and in stores near you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.